Milwaukee County Sheriff David Clark could be headed to Washington. Throughout the presidential campaign, he traveled the country campaigning for Donald Trump. Earlier this week, Clark met with the president-elect to discuss a possible appointment to the Trump administration. As WUWM's LaToya Dennis reports, Clark has long been a figure both heralded and disliked.
There are a lot of things that you could point to that make Milwaukee County Sheriff David Clark stand out. Sometimes it's the cowboy hat, other times the horse he's known for riding, and then there are messages such as this PSA from 2013.
I'm Sheriff David Clark, and I want to talk to you about something personal, your safety. It's no longer a spectator sport. I need you in the game. But are you ready? With officers laid off and furloughed, simply calling 911 and waiting is no longer your best option. You can beg for mercy from a violent criminal, hide under the bed, or you can fight back. But are you prepared? Consider taking a certified safety course in handling a firearm so you can defend yourself until we get there. You have a duty to protect yourself and your family. We're partners now. Can I count on you?
A former governor first appointed Clark to the position of sheriff in the early 2000s. Since then, he successfully run for re-election as a Democrat, although many of his views fall under the category of conservative. Christine Newman-Ortiz is executive director of the immigrant rights group Voces de la Frontera. It's involved in an open records lawsuit against Clark.
Much like Trump. He is very much driven by his own ego.
Newman-Ortiz says over the years, she's found Clark to be divisive and dangerous. She says besides Clark urging people during this year's election to pick up pitchforks and torches, there have been a number of questionable deaths at the jail in recent months.
There's been 4 deaths in the county jail that he oversees, and one of them being a baby just since April.
In the case Newman-Ortiz is referring to, a woman allegedly went into labor while detained. She says she asked for help, but staff ignored her, and the baby died soon after delivery. In another case, a mentally ill man died of dehydration in the jail after his water supply was allegedly cut off as punishment. Clark has yet to comment on any of the recent deaths. Still, he has earned the support of people across the country. Richard Mack started the Constitution Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. In 2013, it honored Clark with the Sheriff of the Year Award, and Mack has continued praising Clark for upholding the Constitution.
My wife was kind of called Sheriff Clark, the John Wayne of America, and so I think that's very appropriate. He's the dark-complected John Wayne. He's my dark-complected brother, and I don't know if you realize this, but Sheriff Clark's a Democrat.
Those two things, the fact that Sheriff Clark is African-American and conservative, are why Donald Trump may be interested in hiring the sheriff, according to Juliette Hooker. She's a professor of government and the African diaspora at the University of Texas at Austin.
Not racist for us to say this, because here's this black man saying the same thing. It works to absolve Trump and his campaign of racism, David Clark's presence and his visibility.
Clark was elected to another 4-year term as sheriff in 2014. If he were to leave before 2018, the governor would be responsible for appointing Clark's successor. LaToya Dennis, 89.7 WUWM.